getting away, or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, guys.
Good to see everyone on deck. Big show today. Big news involving Jane Kennedy coming up soon. I won't spoil it for you, but hang around.
Really?
It's fantastic. There's a new survey out, and Jane has brained it. We'll get to the bottom of that.
All right. We're also going to talk about paying for dinner.
Right.
Now, that is when you go out, and there's been a story that's come out where a girl has said, look, if I go out now with a guy, I know I say I'll pay my half, but
yes,
I don't really mean it.
That old one.
Yeah.
That old porky pie.
Yeah,
okay, we'll get to the bottom of that. Where do you fall on this? We'll take your calls. It should be fun. Go on the blub. We're going the blub. Did you, Jane?
Yeah, I've got the blub today.
We'll get to that in just one moment. Who else have you got in that segment?
Prince Harry.
All right, we're going to ask and lift the lid and see if we can't identify the poo jogger on today's show.
Well,
we have some information. We've got some information. We believe
we
may have nutted it. That's all coming up. We'll ask this bloke too, Charlie Pickering.
Oh.
He's going to swing by. Always enjoy it when Charlie swings by the show.
Charlie's been watching The Bachelorette as well, so he's all over that.
Mm. It's curious. He's a curious fellow, isn't he?
I know he's a curious fellow.
He's an academic down one end and then a man of the people down the other, and it just likes ogling chicks on a completely different level.
And we've got Gone Wild.
I love Gone Wild. It's my favourite.
Some doozies today.
Can I just tip you off? There's a very fat dog called Floyd who's going to cop an absolute broadside from me.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Let himself down. Let his
I don't know
down.
If I agree. But
well,
you
yes.
Know, you can do that.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
We
we've got
will.
So
it's
much
big.
To get through, but you've had a big day in the life of your family and your household. Jane, tell us what you've been doing today.
Well, I have been to the final church service for my daughter Mia.
Yep.
She is leaving school. It's her last official day of school today, graduating.
She is officially leaving the nest. That's it.
Yes,
gone. Wait a check, please.
Don't start me up.
You'll
again.
Be lucky to see her again.
Don't
you know
say
you'll
that.
See her? Twice a year. Once at Christmas, maybe a birthday.
Come on.
But life as you know it.
No, that's
and the relationship you've spent 18 years cultivating.
It's not
is
like
gone.
That at all. But I know there's a lot of parents around the country.
Was it emotional?
Of course it was. It's emotional when you just sort of realise that for all those years and all those Vegemite sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's, oh, don't you do this.
Seriously,
to me.
No, seriously. Jane, tell us how you feel. What does Mia mean to you?
No, Mia would die if I talked about her on the radio, so I'm not going to talk about it.
I don't care about
nice
Mia.
Words.
No, you're just trying to make me cry
this
again.
This is not about Mia. This is about you.
Oh.
And I want to hear what did it mean to
it's
you today?
She's gone. Jane, that took like 19 seconds.
But I'm on edge.
Oh, my God.
I was always going to go.
You had a... Well, okay, stop it.
Hang on, I've got some tissues right next to me because I knew that would happen.
Yeah, you'll need more than that.
What do you mean?
What are you going to be like tonight?
Oh.
So where are you going tonight?
Tonight we're going to a very, you know, a lovely venue, and it's black tie, not black tie, but it's a dress-ups for the parents and children. And we go and have a look. She's 18. She's not a child anymore.
Yeah.
We just have a nice dinner.
Jane.
I guess she's got five kids. This is going to be,
yeah,
I can't wait.
Four more to come.
Wait till the twins graduate.
Oh,
good
man.
Lord.
And she doesn't know this, but her dad's on the way home with a bunch of roses for her.
Might have to get the old man on the line, I reckon.
I reckon so.
How's he coping? Is he going all right?
He's all right. He's all right.
Yeah.
I know when he walks in with the flowers.
And that's me.
Think about it.
Mum.
Yeah.
Stop being stupid.
She would just.
Did
be
she
going,
cry? Did she cry? It's awesome.
It was
emotional day.
They all did.
I get it.
And she goes to a co-ed school, so it was really great seeing the boys and the girls all sort of, you know, giving each other a hug.
Say that now. About 3 o'clock this morning. Be a different story. They get schoolies.
Well, what about the parents?
Well, with the parents. This has got key party written all over it.
Does this not. I've got to get to Brisbane tomorrow.
This will be a swingers party tonight. There'll be daggy dancing dads trying to swap wives. I know how these graduations work.
If any dad clicks his fingers when he dances in front of me.
Hey, Jane, I'm going to cheer you up because after the break I've got some fantastic news for you and it's about time. Well, I'll let you know on the other side.
Okay. Stick around. Thanks to the Holden Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Charlie Pickering is going to join us next hour. He's been all across The Bachelorette as well. We'll be chatting with Charlie. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy here. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
Now, Jane, in front of me, as you can see, I have Maxim's Hot 100 edition.
I was getting nervous. Well,
I know, because you remember the first year, you weren't there. It was a deliberate snubbing. Top 100. We got the editor on the line and we absolutely tore strips off him. He recognised the error of his ways.
He did.
And then last year, bang, you made your debut or re-entered.
Hmm.
I'm sure in your halcyon days, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, my halcyon days?
Back in the 50s, you would have been around, you know.
Okay. I've told you I'm very...
Top 10 you would have
sensitive,
been.
Sensitive, I'll cry.
In my eyes, you would have been a top 10 finish for sure. Okay. Hey, but last year you re-entered at 89. Which I thought was serviceable.
Yeah.
You know, you've dodged the 90s. You know what I mean? You've leapfrogged the 90s. So you went.
I don't want to let you down, Mick. How have I done this?
Well, you've gone up two places to 87.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Jane Kennedy, on a march.
87.
87. Okay. Can I give you some context for that?
Please do.
You have beaten.
Yes, this is what I want to know. Who did I smash?
Danny Minogue. You're out in front of Danny Minogue.
No, that's ridiculous.
You're out in front of Nadia Bartel.
What?
Yes.
How can that be?
On the way.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this. You have just motored past Jessica Power and Ines Bassick.
Oh.
Now.
Jeez.
That feels right.
Congratulations.
They're at 96. And they're jointly 96, which means they
Jessica come and Ines from Married at First Sight.
I'd take both of them.
They'll be very upset.
At the same time. I think is the way to go.
I feel like there's an age scenario.
No, Jones. Are you happy with that? Are you happy with where you are?
Yeah, but who came below me? There's a lot of people.
I've just told you.
I've got the list.
I just told you.
No. Oh, but who's ahead of me? Sorry.
Oh, well, there's some big guns.
Hang on, let me just
see. Obviously, most industry people.
Sonia Kruger. Yeah, right.
Hang on. Sonia Kruger's a
hottie. Deborah Knight and Georgie Gardner.
Oh, yeah?
Dreaming.
Why?
Sam Armitage.
She's turned on all the TV.
Jackie
before.
O, Julia Morris, Celia Piccola.
Okay, you know you're on air and you're saying these out loud.
And they can hear it.
Carrie Bickmore, you've got to be joking.
Oh, jeez.
Kate Ritchie, I'm going to crush you
next
year. I'm going to take you down. That's your words, mine.
Well.
Okay, now I'm getting right. Casey Donovan's 58.
She is.
Sure.
Right. Nicole Kidman's 48.
Hey. Have a look at this, Jennifer Hawkins. I have to say this. She's 18. She's dangerously close to dropping out of the top 20. See ya. Bang. Game over.
But she's up.
Waiter, check, please. No more good seats in restaurants.
let's find out who's number one, shall we?
Wait till she pops out a baby. It's all over then. She'll
be back in shape in a week.
She'll be down the shopping centre in Ugg boots, pushing a pram, drinking a Bacardi Breezer.
Yeah, looking very
sad. I used to be hot.
Hang on. I don't know number two.
Oh, by the way, we didn't announce who won. Margot Robbie.
Who's Pania Port? Pania Port.
Pania Port.
Am I saying it right?
Oh, better Google it.
It's all a bit...
Oh, careful. I'm guessing she doesn't wear a lot.
Hoping. Well, they've used a beautiful picture of you. It looks like you're shot from Ashley Madison, but it... you know, it's kind of like...
You know, so... All right, so that's another year. Funny
thought she's a glamour model, by the way.
She's a glamour model?
Yeah.
Can you get me a picture, Dave?
Says who?
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
For research purposes?
Yeah, okay, I'll get you that.
Are you happy with that?
I'm satisfied. I'm not ecstatic. I'll take it.
You're beating Jackie Lambie?
Seriously, yes. Come on. I'd be horrified. All the best intentions.
Wow! Look at what's her name?
What? Pania Porsche.
Pania Porsche. Shit.
Show me. Turn it around. Let me
see. What the hell?
Let me see.
My eyes.
Turn it around.
Oh, Jesus.
Stop it. I can't see. Oh, for God's sake.
It's not 3D. You can't cross your eyes.
I could have done that in my day. I could have done that.
You could have.
Now, why would a nice young girl want to do that?
Like that?
Why would she want to expose herself to the world like that?
James, set me up a date with
Okay. Get her on the phone.
Pony Porsche on the line.
All right. Well, I'm
well done, Jane.
Yeah,
well done.
87.
Next year, I'm tipping mid-70s.
It's just what all women aspire to.
Is that right?
Because I know you've been waiting by the letterbox for this to come out. It's a game changer for you. You'll be the talk of the town tonight at this swingers party. What is it?
The Matt and the Whispers. It's not a swingers. It's a valedictory dinner. And stop saying that.
That's how they start out.
It's disgraceful.
Then it gets a little eyes wide shut.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Jane's had a big day. Her daughter's graduated and she's just found out she's come in at number 87 on Maxim's Hot 100 Hot Chicks list, which is fantastic. Yeah. Well, I should point out the poo jogger's at 84. So. I suppose you've got to...
Damn that poo jogger.
You've got to put everything in context, don't you, just to get the full picture. And you're off tonight to... What did you say you're doing?
I am off to a very special valedictory dinner
swingers
with
party.
The parents.
It's a swingers
no,
party.
No, it's not a swingers party. Stop saying that.
Got a grab from last year's valedictory dinner.
Remove your clothes.
Jeez.
This is a very conservative... Normal dinner. Stop it.
Yeah,
I will not be able to show my face tonight. I won't be able to anyway because I'll be behind a mask.
That's right.
All right. Now, Jane, you've brought something to the table we need to discuss.
I have. This story I saw a few days ago on news.com.au and it was written by a woman called Peter Saras. And she says it's a topic that everybody has a different view on and it's about splitting the bill on dates. Okay. And in 2019. She says she believes that a man should still pay if he asks you out for dinner. If you ask a man out for dinner, you would offer to pay. But if a guy says, would you like to go on a date for dinner, she believes that you should be able to.
Well, that's just logic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
so whoever asks pays.
Okay, so she went out with a guy, and this is where it's all come about. She said they had an amazing first date, and he has a very... a big job, and she knows because he told her he was earning big coin. When the bill came, he's done the, you know, the look, let's go Harvey's. And she's going, oh, all right. Mm. Anyway, it's gone on and on. They've met up for coffee, and over a $3 coffee, he's saying, let's go Harvey's. And see,
I'll
this
tell
is
you
where
why.
We're torn because women say,
why.
We want equality, blah, blah, blah.
Because he doesn't want to do the wrong thing and offend her. By suggesting because she's a defenceless woman who needs to be looked after. That's the implication.
No, you don't say defenceless woman.
No, listen, it might be a $3 coffee, but if I pay, it's like.
No, you say that's nice manners.
You'll go, because, what's that? A down payment for something, is it? What, you expect something in return for your cafe
well,
latte?
Not for $3. No, don't.
For your double espresso.
She did say to this guy,
What do I get for a baby tuna? Come on, put it.
After a few dates, she did say, I'll tell you what, instead of going 50-50 all the time, why don't we do one person pays, you know, we'll take it in turns. Anyway, so he goes, all right, let's try that. It's your turn. She had a turn and he ordered the most expensive things on the menu.
Oh, this guy just sounds like a tight ass. Yeah. So are we talking about Dave?
How dare you?
No, we're not. But I was wondering, because I haven't gone on a date for a long time, what is the norm now? I don't know. 133353. Tell me and help me out.
So that's one way of doing it. Whoever asks pays.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or the other one too, which I don't mind doing, is economic circumstances. So you just come out and you sit with someone, and you might have like your 18-year-old cousin sitting there. You're having a beer. You go, hey, I've got this.
Yep, yep.
So you.
But that's just generous and being nice. But if
you're
on a one-on-one
date, but it's another way of working out. Personally, I don't earn a lot of money.
Often
I can't pay because
must be awful.
Must be so hard for you.
So what do you do, Dave, when you're divvying up the Forger's pie for your family dinner?
Ferguson Blair.
His dad.
I pay everything. I'm the ATM in this family.
Yeah, look.
I don't know what women but, today do.
But I'll tell you what men do. They go, I don't know what the politics here is. I don't know what's more offensive, me not paying or offering to pay. What do I do?
Right. Well, she ends up saying, we don't mind if you want to pay, okay? It's okay.
Just pay and work it all out.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
We're
going
to
take some calls. That switchboard's blowing up. This is going to get heavy. 1-3-3-5-3
I've got a good story after this about someone expecting more when they paid.
You might also win yourself an 18-volt brushless hammer drill kit worth $500 thanks to DeWalt Guaranteed Tufts.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we've cracked open a political nightmare for the sexes. Jane, you brought it to the table. Keep punching.
I did, because I'm just saying that these days I've been out of the game for a very long time, and if you ask somebody out for, a guy asks a girl out for dinner, do you expect her to go halves or do you offer to pay? And there's still the old world part of a lot of girls. Look at The Bachelorette. Look at the look at all the reality shows that we would like to be paid for.
Like to be wined and dined. You like a fairy tale romance. You like a little
Within reason.
You want a Clark Gable type to
but we don't want to owe anything.
Squire you around the town. You know what? I miss the era where you could squire a girl around the town. Do you know what I mean?
How did you used to squire?
Oh, man, what was your
definition?
King of squiring.
What's your definition of squiring?
If you needed someone to squire a woman around the town, you'd come to me. It's just,
I don't even know what it means.
It's like a kind of saucy chaperoning.
You mean pimping?
A male gigolo.
Oh, how dare you? Yeah. Don't try and.
I was going to tell you I was going to tell you a story that I went out with a guy that I sort of vaguely knew. I met up with him overseas, and he said, "Oh, I'll take you out for dinner. We'll have a good chat." We're in the cab. He's gone to
Russell Crowe.
Gone? No.
Is it Russell Crowe?
Don't say that. It's not Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Okay. All right.
No.
I'm just trying to work out who it might be.
Don't try and think. And he's gone the jump in the cab. Yeah. And I've gone, crikey, and something I've always wanted to say, taxi driver, stop the cab. And I was in New York, and I jumped out of the cab.
Wow.
Haven't spoken to him since.
Have a moving cab?
No, it came to a bit of a stop. I jumped out.
That story would be better if the cab was moving.
You're so hard to please.
I like it. So anyway, we're taking calls. People, what is it? Who buys dinner? What goes on? Is it too confusing? Yeah. Should we just not date anymore? Just get some Uber Eats? Okay, Amy's on the line. Amy.
Okay, Amy.
Where do you stand on all this, Amy?
Well, I like to see how the date goes. If I like the guy and I want a second date, I'm like, well, he can pay. And I said, I'll get the next one, hoping that there'll be a second date. But if I don't like the guy, I like to pay and that absolves me.
So if you don't like the guy, it's like, waiter, check please. See ya.
Yep.
Thanks for coming.
And then you never have to owe him anything. Nothing's creepy.
Give Amy a prize. It's a very good call.
Have you got a DeWalt? Logic.
Amy, you've got the 18-volt brushless hammer drill kit. It's worth $500, by the way.
Hey.
And you can trade in and trade up with unmissable deals on DeWalt tools. DeWalt Guaranteed Truff.
Good on you, Amy. What about
Amy, you watch the guys line up for that.
There's a guy on social media who recently got into trouble. Remember, because he paid for dinner and then didn't get any sex and he rang her up the next day and asked for half the money? that didn't work out last night, so I'm going to need $36.50, please, for the food.
Well, that guy doesn't deserve to get a date ever again.
All right,
life.
Settle down. Jake's on the line. Jake, where do you stand on all this?
Look, I'm happy to pay for sort of any first couple of dates you go on, I suppose. The only thing that pisses me off more than anything is when they stand there and expect you to pay.
So I think that's fair too in this day and age.
And today women are just taught, and we do because it's manners, whether you're with your girlfriends or with any friends, you always pull out your credit card and you always do intend to pay.
Jake, what do you do, mate? What do you do for a living?
Personal trainer.
You're getting a route anyway, so it's not really.
It's not about
He's getting plenty.
Not about that.
One a day.
Oh, Jake.
I'd say if he's paying, it cost him a fortune. Okay, Jake, thanks for the call. Michael's on the line. Michael, what do you want to add to all this?
Mate, I couldn't agree with you more with what you said before. That was 100%.
Hang on. What did Mick say that was any good?
That whoever asks pays.
Thank you.
Generally.
That's exactly right. If I ask you out for dinner, I'll pay. Or do a runner. I've been known to do.
In the past, I mean, if they've wanted to pay, I've always said to them, look, How about you take care of drinks and I'll take care of dinner?
So that's a, not a bad idea, is it? Then order a bottle of the...
Chateau.
All right, thank you, Michael. Let's have a chat to Alan. Alan, what's your thoughts?
Oh, I think a guy should always pay. I was brought up that way. I was brought up with manners.
I know you were, Alan, but the world has changed. We're living in a post-hashtag MeToo world where by you assuming that you should pay will get you into a lot of trouble. When you offend someone, you've taken the dinner. Because you go, no, I'll get this, of course. And then it's going to be World War III.
Because
the table's
going to
be tipped over.
But women think, do I have to do something to pay for my dinner? You've got there's that fine line.
And I do understand that. I think you do have to be careful these days. But I mean, I always paid when I was with my girlfriend. I got married now, and I'll probably always be paying for the rest of my life now. So,
well, good luck to you, Alan. You come from a simpler time. I wish I lived there, but I don't. Not to worry. Dave's on the line. Dave, time for one more.
G'day, Mick.
Yeah, what do you got for us, buddy?
Look, online dating in particular, it's more like you chat and you say, would you like to meet up? So it's not like one person asking the other. It's more like, hey, let's catch up, see if we, click. But right. I always have a first date rule of the guy always pays on the first date.
And I think that's what most girls would be a bit disappointed if it was an official date. I'm not saying a Tinder catch-up coffee, a proper date at a restaurant. If the guy didn't pay, women would still be disappointed.
Give him a DeWalt, Dave.
Oh, you've got a DeWalt as well. Dave, you've got yourself an 18-volt brushless hammer drill kit worth $500. DeWalt guarantee, tough.
You know my theory on a blind date. I'll pay if she's hot. If she's ugly, I won't.
That's a horrible...
I'm having a joke.
We're not ending on that. No.
Well...
No.
You know what I mean? You make an executive decision.
No, we don't know what you mean.
After the papadums. You go, excuse
That's
me.
That's on track.
No rose for you.
Okay. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Break out the tissues. We've got another Suki Lala. Someone new has gone the blub.
I love this segment. We haven't done it in a while, Jane.
No, and I love it too because I'm often featured.
Well, you are, and you featured it. Today's in honour of you. We knew it was an emotional day for you with your daughter graduating.
Yes, it is.
And it took 30 seconds into today's show. It may have been a little bit of baiting.
From sad music as well
me and Dave, but we cracked you wide open.
Don't you do this to me.
Seriously, Jane, tell us how you feel. What did it mean to you today?
She's gone. Jane, that took like 19 seconds.
But I'm on edge.
Jane.
You could go at any moment. You are a bundle of emotions and nerves.
I'm a bundle of emotions. I have been because, it's going to make me well up as I speak.
Red eyes and big bags. And
my God.
Yeah, runny nose.
Big bags
under your eyes.
Listen, I'm number 87 on the Maxim Top 100 list, so I don't know about my bags.
Runny nose. Yeah, just look a bit.
Tissues.
Bit disheveled.
She's got tissues tucked up her sleeves. That's always a bad sign with the women.
Real sort of, yeah.
Hey, Jane, you kick us off. You've started today going the blub. Who would you like to honour?
Oh, well, I would like to honour Prince Harry.
Prince Harry. Oh.
Now, this really took me by surprise, and I did listen to it, and it did make me cry. He's choked up while speaking about becoming a father during a speech at a charity event in London. And he and Meghan were there, and he took to the stage. He started delivering a speech, and he just starts cracking up because he's a father for the first time. Have a listen to Prince Harry going the blub.
My wife and I feel incredibly privileged to be able to join you once again at this year's World Child Awards. This year, it resonates in a different way because now I'm a father. Last year, last year when my wife and I attended, we knew we were expecting our first child. No one else did at the time, but we did.
Hey,
and
is that it?
I remember...
He's gone! A round of applause!
Come on, Harry.
A round of applause for turning on the waterworks.
I remember squeezing Meghan's hand so tight during the awards. And both of us were thinking what it would be like to be parents one day. And more so, what it would be like to do everything we could to protect and help our child should they be born with immediate challenges or become unwell over time.
I think we've passed the highlight bit.
Hey, seriously, you know what? Here's an interesting observation, Harry.
Well, he's changed.
Everyone's had kids. Like, it just didn't even mention that he's a dad.
Yeah.
Makes him burst into tears.
But I'll tell you what, if I even say this, if I say this out loud, this will make a lot of women cry. He's thinking of his mum who's not there anymore and who would have loved to have been a grandmother, and she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
It's hard.
Oh, it is.
Is she though? I'm not sure she is.
Oh, when for God's sake, I'm not talking conspiracy theories now. I'm talking about Diana not being a grandmother to her beautiful son. All right, your turn.
Diana's not dead.
No, I'm not going to hear that.
Listen.
Let's go. You've got a good one.
I got a good one. Can I do Alan Jones?
Yes,
now,
please.
You don't hear
what's
Alan.
Alan Jones up
there? He's gone the blub. Yes.
No.
What?
I feel a feeling he might be under the pump. He might need to.
He's got no advertisers.
He's got no advertisers. Right. He's got. He needs to win a few hearts and minds. Here he is talking about quite a serious topic. Of course, there's nothing funny about the drought, but it's funny because he's one of the most angry men. In the world, who rarely shows an emotion, all of a sudden has gone the Sookie Lalas. Have a listen. Okay.
Dear Mary, and I know that's not your name, we will fight because I have been exactly where the people of Burke are. My old man would be ashamed of me if I didn't fight. I can't speak for Canberra. Take a break.
There are a number of reasons why your old man might be ashamed of him. The blub probably isn't one of them.
I feel
them.
A bit perkier now.
Alan Jones, I'd like to see the footage of that, please. That'd be good to see that.
Yeah, yeah. Sky News or something.
I mean, I agree that is a very, very devastating issue. He's talking about the farmers.
Yeah. It's terrible.
But he's talked about the farmers a lot. Why didn't he cry before?
Well, he hasn't. And he's no one's really buying it.
Okay.
I've
got another one.
We've got another one.
Cool.
When you think of firemen, you think big, tough, brave. Well,
strippers.
They are brave.
Calendars.
Because they're not in calendars.
Strippers.
Strippers and they not in calendars. Firemen.
I think of that double ladder, you know, the one with the joint in it.
That's right.
And so when you're going around a corner, the double ladder.
Oh, my God. I hope a whole bunch of firefighters are listening to you two now and pay you a visit. Except for Jamie, this one from The Bachelorette. Because he might be a bit scared.
So he's done?
Yeah, what's happened?
All right. For a start, he's rocked up in a fireman's outfit with a puppy. Puppies to the Bachelorette.
One he's saved. He's climbed up a tree.
Well, it was pretty cute.
Saved.
And I thought, hey, I'm digging this guy. But then he got a bit pressured by the guys. He was accused of something he didn't do, and he didn't handle it so well, Dave.
Have a listen.
I feel like crying right now. It was, and I did nothing wrong. I put a lot of effort into this whole process. Just for someone to just come and just do that to me and blindsided me. I just got blindsided. I run the burning buildings for a living and it doesn't affect me. And then someone tries to manipulate my emotions like that. And I don't know, it's just hard. I'm just pretty upset. Yeah, I don't even know how to come back from this. I don't know how to come back from it.
He said it himself. He goes into burning buildings.
Mate, if I was on fire, I wouldn't let that sook rescue me.
He's in trouble. We'll talk about this later with Charlie Pickering.
You know why he was crying? Because Northern New South Wales and Southern Queensland was on fire. Right. All his mates were putting out fires.
Right.
And he was in the bachelor mansion.
Yeah.
Your poor little baby. What you going to do?
I hope they've all got a good sense of humour about this. You know why? I'm in on it. I was put in the blub. Yeah. I'll be crying about five more times today.
Hard enough.
Yeah. Box of Kleenex for Jane. Coming up, we're going to talk poo jogger. Yeah, that's right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is Jane Kennedy, who's number 87 on the UltraTune Maxim Hottest 100 list this year, and Mick Malloy as well.
Yep, so three behind the poo jogger, who's coming at 84. She's hot. You can tell from the video, CCTV footage, that whoever it is who's taking the dump, she's a hottie.
Well, she's a very fit and she looks, I would say she looks about 30, a blonde ponytail
So everyone's trying to work out who it is. It's like the it's like Zorro or something. We're trying to work out.
Because her face is pixelated.
Her face is pixelated. Yeah. You can see she's blonde. She's got a ponytail. She looks middle-aged. She looks great. At one stage, the rumour was Jackie O, and that had to be put to bed by Jackie O herself. I think down here it was Fifi Box at one stage.
Really?
I might have made that up.
You're just thinking of, was it?
Who do you think it is? Do you have anyone?
I had a suggestion.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I think maybe Carrie Ann might be. She's pretty trim and fit these days.
Carrie Ann, she's been a bit of mad behaviour. and another thing.
Okay.
You know what I'd do to them? I'd run them over and then I'd pull my pants down, take a poo.
What about Lisa Curry Kenny?
Oh, how dare you, don't you? That's one of our greatest athletes. I'll tell you what, you wouldn't go near her. You let her finish. What about Julie
You've
Bishop?
Got it.
What about Julie Bishop?
Julie Bishop with a disguised ponytail.
I put to you, 133353, give us a call if you think you've got the answer.
Yeah.
Julie Bishop, because we know she likes a jog.
She does.
She loves
everywhere.
A jog.
Absolutely.
In fact, she could, as our overseas minister, she could have done this all over the world.
You might
She
be
could
right.
have taken one under the
international.
Under the Eiffel under Tower.
Yeah.
One of the Oval Office.
Sure.
It wouldn't be the first.
No.
Michaela Cash.
Wow. There's another.
To me.
Do you think, no, I'll tell you why it's not. Because you couldn't put her hair in a ponytail.
What?
Because it doesn't move. Hair doesn't move.
You might have me. Jimmy's on the line. Is Jimmy? Who do you think it is, Jimmy?
Sonia Kruger.
We are just.
Oh, now come on.
Yeah, she's pretty fit.
I would have thought if it was anyone from one of the Today shows, it'd be one of the other two girls who.
Deborah Knight, Georgie.
Need to create a little bit of publicity.
I don't think that's what they would be planning.
Why wouldn't you plan that? I think Sonia Kruger just doesn't ring true to me. Jim's on the line. Jim.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Good. Who do you think it might be?
Olivia Newton-John.
OMG.
Three.
Stop.
You're the one that I want. One that I want. Ooh.
What's happening here?
Olivia Newton-John, it's a type of thing she
no,
might
No, I
get
won't
up
have
to.
That.
Why?
I'll take no. Why? I'm not having ONJ.
All right. Paul's on the line. Paul, who do you think might be the poo jogger?
I think it might be Roxy herself. She loves the publicity, so...
What?
Yes, now this is good. This is
You're
good.
You're joking.
It's out the front of her joint. It's twice. It's the talk of the
she's
town.
She's the only one who's got the footage.
So she's got the footage. It's all her place.
Holy cow. She did a pilot for Pilot Week of Channel 10 for a reality show.
Wow. This would be a good pilot, the CCTV footage. Could be the pilot for a brand new show. I like it. John, who do you think it might be?
Hi, Mick. I think it's Belle Gibson, the cancer con woman.
Look, if it was a fake turd...
No. She's gone from trying to heal you holistically to the bog and jog.
All right. Okay, we've dodged a bullet in here. Are we done?
Yeah,
we
I
are.
Think so.
All right, Charlie Pickering next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, Australia, here we go. Let's boot this baby home. Gone Wild coming up. A very fat dog called Floyd needs to take more care and attention of himself. That's all I'm going to say.
And a Malamute who's no longer needed. That makes me upset. I might cry again.
Not sure you can say Malamute on the radio, but I'll allow it on this one occasion.
Pardon my Italian.
We're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get to the bottom of the poo jogger. That's not going anywhere. He may be in this very studio. Who knows? Let's check in with our next guest.
The last time Charlie Pickering was in, we successfully offloaded his exercise bike to listener Casey.
I'm not going to charge Casey. Casey can have the bike. Okay?
He was also encountering some resistance when trying to board public transport with his dog.
One driver loves the dog, but there's another driver that has an issue with the dog and says that I'm not allowed to bring the dog on the tram. And I just kind of think, why deprive the passengers the chance to feel like they're on the cover of a shortbread tin with my Scottish Terrier?
You know I would love the idea.
I'd love to see you take your dog.
Yeah, good luck.
I want to take my dog in shops now and
move him out. You get a Shetland pony on the day before you.
Please welcome back to the show, Charlie Pickering.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, so good to be here. I just want to say, because I just ran into
you
the
did.
Studio.
Yeah.
I was late. I had the most fascinating cab ride here.
Okay, fine.
Most fascinating cab ride.
Really?
This guy's been driving a cab for 35 years. He told me he once picked up, get this, Don Lane, Burt Newton and Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh
from the Southern
God.
Cross Hotel.
In the same cab.
In the same cab.
That is brilliant.
But I tell you this, despite all that experience,
yes.
has refused to learn to use Google Maps to get somewhere on time.
Is he still going with the Melways? with the old
instinct, ring, pure ring. Instinct in history, this guy.
Oh, no.
Wow.
My father has been very late to the whole Google Maps scenario. And, you know, when you get a map, especially men, the Google Maps has saved women's lives, I have to say. Men like a map.
We do. We don't like to ask for directions.
I know, that's pathetic.
Do you notice anything different about Jane?
Do I notice anything different about Jane?
What are you saying?
Like she's gone up two places in the Maxim Hot 100 list to 87.
Yeah.
She is now 87.
I'm sorry I'm not in my lacy bra and knickers for you, Charlie, today.
Yeah, as per my rider.
I'm a little more conservative today.
Well, congratulations.
Well, it is.
Thank you. Yeah. 87. Nothing to write home about.
Are you celebrating?
What do you mean?
You're going to celebrate tonight?
Yeah, what's happening?
What are you going to do?
I've told you I'm going to a very conservative year 12 valedictory dinner with year 12 students and parents.
Swingers
a very
party.
Nice.
She's, it's not it's code a swing, for swingers
if
party.
If you allude to Eyes Wide Shut one more time.
Remove your clothes.
That's
you see,
be.
We have no hope of having any sort of standing in society when Rob and I walk in the room now, do we?
See, just wondering,
we'll
you're
be
heading.
Mocked.
I've been to a few valedictory nights in my time. Yep. I've spoken.
Why is that?
I've spoken at a few. I get asked occasionally back
really?
To my school.
You've been pretty brainy in your day.
I sculled a bottle of. I sculled a glass of red wine in front of the year 12 class when I was like 2 years out of uni.
Yeah,
one day
cool.
this could be you guys. But I'm curious. With such a big achievement as 87th on the maximum
yes,
hottest
Charlie.
List, mm-hmm. do you send that ahead? Like, do you fax that in so it makes it into the program for
that's
the night?
A great
yeah,
idea.
I did. I did. And actually, Andrew Bucky from
News Limited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bucky actually sent it to me and he said he thought it was an outrage that I was listed at 87
I
should have been, you know, in a very...
87, that's the devil's number for the Australian cricket team.
It is
that's
not. Right.
For the Australian cricket team, it is.
Is
it's
it really?
Yeah. It's 13 from 100.
13 short of 100, you'll go out.
She's still three behind the poo jogger though. So that's all we can say. Do you know what, Jane? I'm just thinking right now what a terrible example you're setting for your daughter on her biggest day. But listen to this. Your daughter is graduating today. Mm. The biggest day of her life.
I'm hiding her from
And we're trying to say... You can be anything in the world.
Yes.
You can be smart. You can be intelligent. You can make your way. Yeah.
You
oh, by the way, Mum's 87 on the Maxim list. What kind of example is
I
that
think,
to a young girl?
Wow.
No, I think it's aspirational. If you look at the women, I think, it is very aspirational.
And you could say, look, you could be anything. You work hard enough. Yeah. You'd be like 83, 84.
All those years you put in to have fight for equality and to establish yourself as a woman of some standing and you end up 87 on a list of
Maximum.
You could get above Jessica Power if you study.
What an honour.
If you study hard.
Hey, Charlie.
Sorry, there should be a written test element to this list.
That's right.
Great idea.
It should be a combination of things.
Then
it
I'd be
just
higher.
Be appearance.
And you talent need, section.
That's right, talent section.
Yes.
How to navigate without Google Maps.
Special
you know,
talents.
All of those, oh, all of the challenges possible.
Is The Bachelorette a good role model for a young girl, Jane?
Is that
something you would... Point your daughter to.
She's number five, by the way, on the list.
Really?
She
Angie.
Is.
And she is.
Yeah.
And he's doing
bullet.
A great job. And after the song, we're going to talk about The Bachelorette.
Let's do that. We're going to come back.
Do it.
Park that thought.
I think Charlie's.
Charlie.
I think Angie's been great.
All right.
And I'll walk you through the Maxim list.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh.
Thanks, man. Research. Thank you.
It's the ultra tune.
Yeah.
There's only one number that matters to me. 87.
No. You'll always be 87 in my heart.
Charlie Pickering's with us. More with Charlie right after this.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Gone Wild coming up soon. We're going to introduce you to Floyd the Bull Mastiff. Stick around for that. Charlie Pickering's
he's
with us
fat.
Right now,
he's
though.
He's too fat.
He's lazy, isn't
fat.
He?
He's got a pop belly.
Now, you say fat.
He smokes.
I say he's under-exercised.
Oh, right. I wish you were that lenient on me. Hey, you're listening to the voice of number 87 and Charlie Pickering, who's in the studio. You guys have common ground. You both adore The Bachelorette.
It's the finest of television.
Is this the best series? Discuss.
Look, let's talk Jess. Should we talk Jess first up?
You mean Jess, the bachelor dating man?
Sorry, the actual... No, not Jess, sorry.
Angie.
Angie. Sorry, gosh, I've already lost it.
So that's a big fan.
That's, no, yeah. Angie, the Bachelorette. Sorry, I was thinking
Angie
about
Kent,
Jess.
Yeah. Who was from Gogglebox, and yeah. I think she is probably... She's terrific. She understands television. She also knows really good bites, how to sort of... You know, she's good value. She's got showbiz. And she's gorgeous looking, and she's got a great sense of humour, and she's very self-deprecating.
She's got a lot going for it. She has a turn of phrase too.
Yes, like when she's sticking
it, she was sticking it to a guy before she kicked him out, and she said, "What a waste of a tank of gas." And I was like, that's like if
that's
a woman
why she's
said
number five
that to me,
on the maximum list. Yeah. Right
she
there.
Is.
But
she's
if a woman
right
said that
there.
To me, it would break my heart, but at the same time, I'd be like, yeah, I admire that.
Well, I think what she's been able to do, and the producers have let her, she has gone very early on the, you're here for the wrong reasons, you're here for the wrong reasons. I've been single for 8 years, and I'm seriously here to find a boyfriend, if not a husband. Mm. So rack off all of you who are just here to get famous. And she's been quite ruthless, and good on her for doing that, because there's been some absolute knobs.
Some absolute knobs. I touched on it just recently.
Right.
Jess,
right.
The Noosa politician.
Here we go.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Who was...
I'd vote for him.
Unbelievable. Like, he was unbelievably chauvinist.
Yes.
There was a photo shoot where he literally had to be the rear end of a horse.
Yes. Mm.
And she had to climb up and sit on the horse. And he turned that into the most Me Too-infused moment ever seen on The Bachelor.
The biggest misreading of what being on television is all about. And he has post-regret, but doesn't count. You've blown it, mate.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. He referred to his own wandering fingers.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, no, I don't care what situation
put
you're in.
Put some mittens on.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Put
fortunately, he was kicked out. He also tried to do crack on to the makeup artist and other producers on the show.
Well, he's gone rogue.
Kind of out of bounds.
Hoping that they don't watch the show.
That's putting
him. That's true.
He's not leaving empty-handed.
He's not. What about the crybaby Jamie the fireman? What's your thoughts on him?
I think, well... I fell in love with him very quickly when everything was the greatest day of his life. Initially, it was like I was in the same room with her. It was the greatest day of my life. And I was like, I'm not sure you've had much of a life.
He's very easy to please.
But then immediately she'll have a conversation with another guy and he's like, this is the worst day of my life. What I'm saying is I don't think he has an even keel.
Right.
No,
okay.
I think you're
and
right.
I would – if he does get to do a one-on-one date – there should be supervision. I just genuinely believe
I would
he's
suggest
not
that
safe.
Too.
He's not necessarily safe at this stage. I've got a hero, though.
Please, fire away.
And I believe it is. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I've seen it written, but it's Kieran, I think. Is it Kieran?
He's a lad. I think he's from Manchester or somewhere like that.
Well,
he's got long blonde hair. Hey, I'm 87. I can say whatever I want. Yeah.
Sound like he was from Uganda.
But he's incredible. He's by trade a rifleman in the army.
What do you mean?
Like it says, when it brings up their jobs and it'll be like
he's
bricklayer, you know, BMX rider, rifleman.
Like, what's that, like a sniper?
Yeah.
He'll take you out from...
But he's English. He's British.
British.
But he did reveal last night when she got to know him a bit better that he, in fact, is a dancer. And said, oh, where did you used to dance? And he said, in gay bars. So there's a bit of a taste of Kieran, who's also kitted out with a fair amount of tats all over his body.
Is that a bombshell? What's he look like?
He is very blonde. He's had a nose job, he said.
He kind of looks like a time-travelling dandy from the 1700s.
I was going to say that.
He's like it's like he was meant to be in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and turned up to the wrong place.
Okay,
well,
you've got me.
I'm tuning in.
Hey, before you leave us, you want to bring to our attention a story we haven't touched on about a Dutch family.
An incredible story. A Dutch family, a father and four sons, were found hiding in the basement of a rural property in remote Holland.
Wow. Why?
They were waiting for the end of the world.
Okay. Now, they had a tip-off or was there...
Well, what happened, the way they came
it's
to everyone's attention, is one of them walked into the local pub and ordered 5 beers, and the people in the pub were obviously like, where have you been? No, they were.
They were.
They said that he looked
disheveled.
He looked disheveled and confused.
I hope they gave him the five beers, because after 9 years, that would be the sweetest
just
beer.
Just five?
Yeah.
But so basically, they are now out. Someone has been arrested. I think there was someone convincing them. Did I tell you, the reason they were there is they were waiting for the end of the world.
Yep.
Wow. Mm.
And I think there was someone who convinced them
that the world was coming.
That the world was ending.
Please, it was like the greenskeeper of the place, apparently.
That is
It's an incredible story.
They were behind like a hidden wardrobe down a staircase.
See, if I was going to wait somewhere for the end of the world, it would be in the pub.
So
then I just keep ordering drinks. I like a style.
I just wonder, though, they've not seen the world for 9 years.
Yeah.
They've got so much to catch.
What do you do first?
Well, I mean, like I thought, what has been the biggest change in our lives in 9 years? And I thought, they don't even know about Netflix.
True.
Obviously not, because they haven't watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is about a woman who got held in a bunker awaiting the end of the world.
I hear you.
But imagine, you give them Netflix and they go, what should I... Yeah, that's right.
Trump.
How do you explain... That's the thing. I was thinking you could tell them, do you know who's president? Donald Trump. They're going, we're not getting fooled again.
You're right. The world is ending. The world is ending. Thank you for coming by,
always
Charlie.
A pleasure.
Anything to plug?
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not at all. No, I sold all my exercise bikes.
Hey, it was revealed to us after you left the other day that Jane had one all the time. Rob came in and told us Jane had an exercise bike.
Well, it was a sort of piece of equipment under
not
the bed.
Not for now. It's for another time. Charlie, anything else to plug at all?
No, just keep listening to this radio show. It's good.
Good on you, Charlie.
What a guy. Charlie Pickering. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick and Jane. Gone Wild.
We do this every Thursday. We love to go wild, don't we, Jane Kennedy?
Yes,
just
we do.
One of the great moments. Now, you've got a large dog.
I do.
What's your dog weigh?
She's probably 50 kilos. Jeez, but
what a boomba.
That's huge.
She's not as big as Floyd.
Floyd is a mastiff.
This is big.
Floyd comes in at 190 pounds.
That's 86 kilos.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez. I could fight him.
Yeah,
I could fight him in the octagon. No, Bob, I'd probably have to come down. This is a very sad state of affairs, and this dog.
And yet, I can relate to this dog.
This dog knows it's done something terrible. Have a listen.
Floyd, a 190-pound mastiff, was hiking with his human pal when he got hurt and couldn't go on. Other hikers on the trail called for help, and then Salt Lake City County Search and Rescue went into action. It did take a few hours, but they were able to get Floyd down. They say he was a very good boy the whole time.
He's a very sheepish boy because he's fat as a house and he couldn't finish the walk. Now, listen, Jane, you know this. Dogs are laboratory built to go walkies.
Yes.
So when you go,
I know.
Okay, but when you go out on a walk and you come back on a stretcher, as a dog, you've let yourself down, you've let other dogs down. And
as I said, that's very reminiscent of my trip into the Bawindi impenetrable forest when I walked in. And I wanted a stretcher out.
Well,
do you know what? There is a thing, though, and Dr. Chris will probably confirm this, that big dogs don't need as much exercise as you think they need.
Really?
This dog needs to get to some kind of boot camp. This dog is the fattest.
It is a bit disgraceful.
He looks like one of those little Shar Pei's, but he's massive.
Oh, he's huge, isn't he?
He's got
so
five chins.
They're all fatty.
Yes, but at what point do you say, no more food for you? You've had it. And the look on the dog's face as it's being taken away is, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
The stretcher of shame.
He actually asked for a bucket on his head so people couldn't identify him, which is the doggy equivalent of having a jacket over your head as you're leaving court. Hey, there's another dog story. Are you across this one, Jane?
Yeah,
well,
this
sheepdog. They made a movie out of it.
Maremmas. They're beautiful Italian bred dogs.
And
they're very clever dogs because they're protective. They're sheepdogs and protect.
This one in particular has been guarding the penguin population on Middle Island. They made a film about it.
They did. Yeah, starring Shane Jacobson.
Well, that's redundant, isn't it? I think all Australian films these days are by mandatory to get funding have to include Shane Jacobson.
Many films starring Shane Jacobson. Yep. They're amazing dogs. They're beautiful too.
Yeah, don't tell me a couple of those penguins haven't gone missing over the journey though. I'd like to do a head count every time.
They do get a bit snappy.
Oh, what's been happening here? Oh, nothing. Nothing. Feathers coming out of his mouth. Yeah, no, I've lost a couple, but...
But what's happening with this sheepdog, this Maremma?
He's retiring.
Oh.
He's like a cop, last day on the beat.
Good on him.
He's
but just trying to do... makes that decision?
Well, I mean, we can't catch the penguins. I think the penguins are running him off. Hey, imagine the bull mastiff trying to round these up. That's who they should get, the 190-pounder.
They're my kind of dogs.
They're lawless society on middle age.
Waddlers.
A waddlers.
Waddling dogs.
Mate, that bull mastiff could not catch a waddling penguin. For sure. Hey, we're going to go to a break. Before we do, Jane, are you across this? There's a new reality show out called Meet the Family. It's a new reality TV show which challenges carnivores to eat, well, basically animals that they're brave.
This is very, very wrong.
I love
and
this.
I cannot wait. It's the woke brigade trying to teach you about living on the land.
I'm going
to
love it. I'm going to love it. Can I give you a taste? Here's the trailer. Have a listen. Okay.
Meet four meat-loving families.
I enjoy my meat a lot.
They're given farm animals to look after for 3 weeks.
I just want to hug them.
At the end of the 3 weeks, if they choose to continue eating meat, their animal will be killed.
We've got to make a decision, guys.
If I were to say I'll happily tuck into sustainable meat, that makes me a bit of a hypocrite, doesn't it?
Final decisions.
If they stop eating meat and embrace a vegetarian lifestyle, then their animal lives.
They're going to have a lovely life.
Meet the Family is the heartwarming, life-affirming social experiment.
Oh, my gosh, I gave birth to a creature.
That will change the way you feel about meat forever.
Oh, mate, can't you wait to see that? I want to see them name it, then eat it.
Yes.
That is very distressing.
This is funny. All right, what are you doing? So no, good. I still want to eat meat. Bang. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there's more to discuss. There's still a boa constrictor on the loose in Sydney.
All right, stand by.
Look out.
Get to the latest on that with Gone Wild Part 2 right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And this is Gone Wild.
This is nuts. There's a boa constrictor on the loose in Sydney it's... It's on
it's
a rampage.
Not laughing matter,
boa
constrictor. Is
it? It just shed its skin. Did you see its skin?
Enormous.
Looks, God, Lord.
Yes,
it was just looked like Matt Preston's belt.
Would that fit?
But this thing, now I'm not joking. It's massive.
Yeah.
It could take out a toddler. It could take out a poo jogger. if you're jogging in the Sydney area and thinking of taking a poo, be very careful where you crouch.
Yeah.
Because you could be done
strangled
by a boa constrictor. Mm.
This is actually quite serious because it's either going to die or it's going to eat somebody's pet.
Yeah.
Because they're not as fierce as, you know, if you're going to be bitten or you're going to come across any snake in Australia, I'd rather it be a boa constrictor because it's not going to kill you. You know what I mean?
Haven't you seen those pictures of them in the wild where they
strangle
a whole cow?
Yes, but I don't think they want to do it.
Cow-shaped shape in his stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, no, I have seen that.
I don't know.
No, it's very serious. The New South Wales government has actually sent out letters to residents warning them of the boa constrictor in the Cascades estate.
I'd like to see a stripper.
Still on the loose.
You know those strippers who dance with snakes? I'd like to see her handle this one. That'd be a good show. You get your money's worth there. So be on the lookout for the boa constrictor. Oh, I don't like the sound of this. This is going to eat someone. It's going to sneak up and eat someone. So.
No, that's a worry. All right. Now, this disturbs me, and I just have to go with the flow. Mm. Because every culture has a different thing. We eat kangaroo, and people find that horrifying.
Sure.
In South America, the guinea pig is a delicacy.
Oh, absolutely.
Guinea pig?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like Ecuador, places like that,
really?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, and they usually put them on a stick and barbecue them.
What?
That's right. That is.
It's I'm like, not
it's
joking.
Like, it's like they have
them, it's a quail.
They'd have them out the front of Bunnings in
pets.
In Ecuador, you'd get a guinea pig.
Oh, I know, but Dave, that's what people say about Australia.
Yeah, but guinea
what
pigs
do you mean
are
you
tiny.
Eat? You eat kangaroo? You eat Skippy? What is wrong
yeah,
with
but
you?
They're big. Guinea pigs, tiny.
Christian Gear stuffs them up in bottle. Okay. I mean, what's the worst fate? In all honesty,
what's the well?
I'll be barbecued on the stick, thanks.
Well, Ecuador doesn't like to be left behind in the food department.
They're foodies. So if you're a foodie in Ecuador.
If you're a foodie in Ecuador, you're
popping
set.
These things like Maltesers.
Well, I'll tell you what they got now.
What?
It's guinea pig flavoured ice cream.
Oh, the kids are going to love that.
And a woman tried it. She said, I was suspicious, but it was tasty.
Yeah.
I don't know if she says it tastes a cross between chicken and fish. But it is ice cream. This shop that is selling it prepares 150 servings a day of guinea pig ice cream. It's only a dollar for a cone. You get things cheap in South America.
Jeez, so the Mr. the gelati van is actually the guy from the pound.
He's just
got a van with a couple of hundred guinea pigs. Do you know what this could be? One of those local delicacies they use to entice Westerners into eating shit food.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, the Japanese. Yes, no, the guinea pig. Oh, you must try our guinea pig ice cream.
Laughing at you.
All right.
No, well, they typically do add a bit of salt and they serve them with potatoes and peanut sauce.
I'd love to see Ecuador MasterChef. I'd love to see them plating up a guinea pig. That would make my day. Hey, can I finish off with this one? This is a startling story. In 2022, Californians will legally be allowed to eat roadkill.
Oh.
Yep.
God damn.
So drivers who accidentally hit and kill, say, an elk, a deer, a pronghorn antelope, or wild pig can immediately apply for a free permit online and then take the animal. Drivers in those locations could also take a dead animal left on the side of the road by someone else.
Oh, so it's,
it's like
there.
A buffet now. Yeah. It's like an all-you-can-eat, the side
Jeepers.
Of the road.
God.
If any animal's still living,
Yeah.
You're Matt Preston, you're still woofing.
he's copped it twice.
He's my go-to when I've got nothing to say. The goal of the it's a new campaign called Kill It and Grill It.
Oh.
Now,
for God's sakes, have they not got other bigger issues to worry about in California?
Now, I don't want to say and sound like you know, what are you doing? I'm just going out to get some dinner.
Yeah,
people will go out and start.
Oh, driving
they
paddocks.
They will
take your pet out.
No, I don't like that.
You'd be walking your dog, and all of a sudden.
Well, they might think it's a small pony.
That's right. Turn it into ice cream.
They eat horse in France, so why not?
It'd be like fast food, isn't it?
Right.
You know when you go up in the territory or you're in Catherine or the Kimberley, you just see it's a whole ecosystem based around roadkill. So the animal sits on the side of the road, then the vultures circle over here, they tip off to everyone else that
something's up.
There's food.
Yep.
And next thing you know, party time.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So it's like all
the
you can eat.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're done.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we've got more, but we just can't get through it all, can we?
I'm still worried about that boa constrictor.
Yeah, and we'll put up a shot of Floyd the Mastiff as well with his dopey look on Instagram.
He's so
check
cute.
That at Kennedy Malloy.
You're an idiot, Floyd. Floyd, no, he looks like John Goodman.
this is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Holden, Colorado, which is now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4
You've
range.
Checked that, haven't you? It is actually 7 years.
That's what it says, thanks
to
Holden.
Well, that's unheard of.
Sounds
I've
like
never
bullshit.
Come across that.
Incredible. And by the way,
and yet it's not.
Not that you'll need it, because you won't need it, because this is one of the sturdiest bits of automotive machinery I've ever clapped the peepers on.
Yeah, and can I say a really good-looking
please, Jane.
Piece of equipment.
I saw you in our underground car park the other day ogling a Holden Colorado.
I know
Colorado.
I was.
Gazing
at it. Because I couldn't believe it.
You were
really
mentally
well
undressing
said.
It.
I was.
You had it down
or
to
it was mentally undressing me.
You had it down to its chassis.
Oh, John.
Well, I tell you what, the old Holden Colorado, it would be an absolute player.
If it
could. Hey, Gary's on the line. Gary, how are you, buddy?
Good, mate, and yourself?
Now, you are a very special Holden Colorado owner.
Gary, this is an incredible story, to be honest.
Fire away. So tell us your history with Holden Colorado.
Well, I've been driving other vehicles for the last 24 years, and I've gone to Colorado, and this is my second one in the last 4 years. Got waiting on to get another one in the next 2 years. But so I'm already pre-excited for a new one.
Yep. Okay.
Gary, I believe you might have recommended this car to this vehicle to a few of your mates. How many?
Yeah, 14. 14 people
bought them. You should be getting commission.
What is going on?
Commission? No, no.
So for 14 of your mates all drive a Holden Colorado. Yeah.
They do.
Thanks to you. Mate, you can run your own ute muster.
Yeah.
Forget the Denny ute muster. Every time you and your mates get together to go down the shops, we've got a convoy.
Yeah, but they're not brave enough to get an orange one like I've got.
Oh, I love the orange.
Yeah, I love
Gary,
the orange.
That's my favourite. It's got the black and orange. It looks great.
I've got black all over it, orange lift kit.
Hey, on the back. Gary, stop. I'm getting a stiffy.
Okay, come on.
My apologies, Gary, but I know what he's saying.
No, I just get overly excited.
I get movement all the time. Okay.
All right, Gary. Hey, you're a superstar. Well done. Keep up the good work.
We salute you, Gary.
Have you got someone else you're trying to talk into a Colorado at the moment?
At the moment I have, just one of my mates, but he's a diehard Hilux fan, but every time
we'll
get on the highway and I'm passing him.
Right. We'll turn him.
A matter of time.
Yeah. Okay. Good on you, Gary. You're a good man. There it is. Yeah. The Holden Colorado. That's what
incredible.
It does to people.
I know.
It's more than just a ute.
It really is.
So many of them sold as it should be.
And you can find your dealer at holden.com.au. And thanks to Gary, we'll shoot you out a prize.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Kennedy Malloy, thank you for listening. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
I don't mind a fat dog, but Floyd needs to understand that it reflects
Floyd's
poorly
my new hero.
That dopey
Floyd
look
the
on
Mastiff.
His face too.
They are big dogs.
Floyd needs a stomach staple. Floyd, you know what Floyd needs? A treadmill.
Light and easy.
He needs.
Do dogs get embarrassed because, you know,
yes, did you see like the look on his face? Yeah. He knew it.
That's awesome.
He knew that was, he was letting himself down and dogs down. Now, what are you doing? Where are you off to right now?
Well, you know, I had my daughter's graduation today. Yeah. And then tonight the parents go to a special year 12 VCE graduation dinner. Very fancy.
I.e. key party. I know how this works.
I was checking out a few of the parents in the church to see.
Did you identify a couple you would potentially swing
with? No.
Do you often do that?
No. I do not. I mean, I'll do anything to be distracted in church, trust me. but sitting there. No, you've got to be on best behaviour. But tonight, yes, you've got to frock up. So I'm about to put on my dress and earrings and out we go.
Look out. There'll be some.
Big night out for Jane and Robin.
There'll be some MILF action on the town tonight with all the parents.
It will be.
Making
congratulations to anybody who's finally got a child.
Tipsy dads all over the joint.
Look out.
Oscillating between so proud and punchy. it'll be great.
And I've done all my crying. No more crying.
Tomorrow we're doing the show from the great state of Queensland. So that'll be fun. The ACCA Awards are up there this weekend. We're working on
a
very
nominated?
We are. Don't sound so defeated. We nominated? Yes, we are. Best ever on air shift. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. So we'll be doing that.
We
who else is on the show?
Well, you got Mix GoFundMe tomorrow. So,
oh,
hey, here's an
massive
idea. If you want to jump in early, you've got
a great idea.
Call now. 133353. Clown of the Week tomorrow.
Sure.
Wendell Saylor is on the show tomorrow.
I love it.
And Susie Quattro is going to be on the show tomorrow
as well.
It's game on, people.
That will be tomorrow's Friday.
Learn the Tuscadero.
Yeah, that's it. From Happy Days. Yeah, you got it. All right, we'll see you for a big Friday. Kennedy Malloy, as I said, 133353. You want to jump in now for a Mix GoFundMe? We'll take your ideas
everyone.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit holden.com for more details.